1 Corinthians chapter 4. Let a man so account of us, as of the ministers of the Messiah and stewards of the mysteries of Yahweh. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yes, I do not judge my own self, for I know nothing by myself. Yet am I hereby not justified. But he that judges me is Yahweh. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Master comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of Yahweh. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against the other. For who makes you to differ from another? And what have you that you did not receive? Now, if you did receive it, why do you boast, as if you had not received it? Now you are full, now you are rich, you have reigned as kings without us, and I would that you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that Yahweh has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle to the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for the Messiah's sake, but you are wise in the Messiah. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised. Even to this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. And labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things to this day. I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in the Messiah, yet have you not many fathers. For in the Messiah Yeshua I have begotten you through the good news. Wherefore I beseech you, be followers of me. For this cause have I sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved son and faithful in Yahweh, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in the Messiah, as I teach everywhere in every assembly. Now some are puffed up as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the sovereign will, and will know, not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of Yahweh is not in word, but in power. What will you? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love and in the spirit of meekness? End of chapter.